A case report on intravascular epithelioid hemangioma of temporal artery, a diagnostic difficulty. Introduction. Epithelioid hemangioma, that is EH, is a benign vascular lesion that is characterized by well-formed capillary-sized vessels lined by histiocytoid or epithelioid endothelial cells and often accompanied by secondary inflammatory infiltrate. Whether or not these lesions are reactive or neoplastic has been debated and is reflected in the various designations such as angiolymphoid hyperplasia with eosinophilia, that is ALHE, inflammatory angiomatous nodule, pseudopyogenic granuloma, atypical pyogenic granuloma, papular angioplasia, subcutaneous angioblastic lymphoid hyperplasia with eosinophilia, and lymphofolliculosis intravenous atypical vascular proliferation, histiocytoid hemangioma, and epithelioid hemangioma pseudopyogenic granuloma. We report a rare case of epithelioid hemangioma arising from the temporal artery without history of trauma. The case summary. A rare case of epithelioid hemangioma arising in the right temporal artery of a 22-year-old woman was investigated. The lesion presented as a slow-growing nodule over the temporal regions in 6 months. The patient complained of pain over the nodule but denied headache, visual problems or any other complaints. On clinical examination, a small, slightly pulsatile nodule over the temple, measuring 0.5 cm in diameter, was felt. A clinical diagnosis of hemangioma or vascular lesion was made. The histopathologic examination of the specimen showed cross-section of vessel showing a sheet-like proliferation of epithelioid endothelial cells in the lumen, which was almost occluded with focal rupture of the media. There was diffuse inflammatory cell infiltration composed mainly of small lymphocytes along with scattered eosinophils and an occasional giant cell. A close histologic differential diagnosis was giant cell arteritis with neovascularization secondary to organization of thrombus in view of the presence of inflammatory cells and giant cell, though there was absence of granulomas. As the histologic difference was difficult, C-reactive protein, that is CRP, erythrocyte sedimentation rate, that is ESR, and eosinophil count was requested. ESR and CRP were within normal limits. Peripheral eosinophilia of 13% was present. A diagnosis of epithelioid hemangioma intravascular was given, taking into account the clinical, histologic and laboratory findings. Immunohistochemical stains could not be done due to resource constraints. The patient was reassured of the benign nature of the lesion. She has no complaints 7 months after excision of the lesion. The discussion. Epithelioid hemangioma is an unusual but distinctive vascular tumor that was first described by Wells and Wimster as angiolymphoid hyperplasia with eosinophilia. It presents as one or a few lesions on the head and neck of young adults as a superficial lesion in the dermis of subcutis but may sometimes involve deep soft tissue and in rare cases involve or arise in the blood vessels. Its pathogenesis is unknown but probably represents a true vascular neoplasia or a reactive psychiatricial phenomenon after a variety of aggressions such as trauma, infection or humoral disequilibrium. In a study by Olson and Helwig, more than 50% of the cases showed the presence of arterial structure confirmed by the presence of an internal elastic lamina in close association with venular structures or was the site of endothelial cell proliferation. Epithelioid hemangioma shows characteristic histologic features including a proliferation of small blood vessels, many of which are lined by enlarged endothelial cells with uniform ovoid nuclei and intracytoplasmic vacuoles. In addition, perivascular and interstitial infiltrate composed primarily of lymphocytes and eosinophils is present. Eosinophils typically comprise 5 to 15% of the infiltrate. Rarely, they can account for as much as 50% of the infiltrate. Occasionally, the infiltrate is devoid of eosinophils. Lymphoid aggregates with or without follicle formation are typical. Presence of giant cells is not reported in literature. Approximately 20% of patients have blood eosinophilia. The fact that there was no eosinophilia does not invalidate the diagnosis since this characteristic is found in not more than 10 to 15% of the cases. Eosinophil infiltrate in the present case constituted of about 8% of the infiltrate. A similar case of epithelioid hemangioma arising from the temporal artery without a history of trauma, clinically mimicking temporal arthritis, was reported by Kitamura et al. Intravascular lesions of this tumor can cause diagnostic problem to the pathologist, and such lesions have been described as intravenous atypical vascular proliferation. Based on the growth pattern of the epithelioid endothelial cells, John F. et al. Grouped epithelioid hemangioma into typical and exuberant or atypical. The latter examples had a prominent centrally located zone where nests or sheet-like aggregates of epithelioid endothelial cells did not form discrete vessels. Our case showed exuberant proliferation of endothelial cells without formation of vessels at places, and we regarded it to be atypical growth pattern of epithelioid hemangioma. There's frequent misdiagnosis with Kimura's disease. Although Kimura's disease was considered to be identical to angiolymphoid hyperplasia with eosinophilia, that is epithelioid hemangioma, studies suggest that they are different clinico-pathological entities bearing only superficial histologic similarities. There is still, however, frequent misdiagnosis with Kimura's disease. Optimal management appears to be complete local excision with periodic follow-up visits to monitor for local recurrence. Spontaneous remission may occur. No recurrence is noticed in our patient 7 months after excision.